Hallelujah. Okay now. So suddenly they knew that they were naked. When their eyes were open, were they blind before? They acted on something they had. That is the emphasis. They acted on something they had. That is the first commandment of God. Take it up. How you listen. Be careful. The source that you listen. That you listen from. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We see the same pattern. In the book of Revelation, when the church of Jesus Christ started, let's read it. The first church age, the beginning of the church, chapter 2, Revelation. Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. From verse 1. In my teaching of the book of Revelation, I told you that every spirit you saw in the first church age, it moved to the second church age and added more deception. He didn't drop what he used in the first church age. He carries it over to the next church age. Carried both the first church age, the second church age, to the third church age. Now we are in the seventh church age. All the manifestations of Satan in the last six church ages, everything is now concentrated on the seventh church age. Therefore, we have more to resist, to fight, to overcome than the first church age. This is the age that he has totally taken over. But God too, this is the age he is also concluding his own agenda with his own people. Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Save my grace.
Are you in that number?
Are you in that number?
Are you in that number?
Answer it. Answer. Are you in that number? Oh, I am in that number. I am in that number. You can say that. Always coming to his own. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write. Revelation chapter 2, verse 1. This thing say he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. Who is that person? Oh, church, say it now. Who is the person? That's the Lord Jesus himself. I know thy works to that age, and thy labor. Hallelujah. And thy patience. And how thou cannot bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not. And hast found them liars. And hast borne and hast patience. And for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, in that first church age, there were false teachers. In that first church age, nevertheless, they were able to withstand those who claim they are apostles. But there is another group that they could not totally withstand. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. And that candlestick is also a type of the tree of life that is removed from Adam and Eve. But this thou hast, they could not conquer this one, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. The Nicolaitans were there among them. They hated it. Hallelujah. And Christ himself also, he said he too hates it. Why does he hate it? Because it is nothing but the same serpentine doctrines and preachings and activities they do to bring death in the church. Death there is separation from God. That divides the deed of the Nicolaitans is the actions that they were undertaking by those false group of ministers and bishops that created a barrier between the leadership and the laity. They conquered the laity. Nikao, conquer. They conquered the people's mind, conquered their faith, conquered everything, and the people could do nothing in the name of the Lord except the laity, the leadership tells them what to do. The leadership has the final say. And that spirit is still on now in some churches. The pastor has the final say. Because you have nothing to judge what the pastor is saying. He has been successfully captured the minds of the people by their sorcery and witchcrafts. But with fear and weight, they use fear and conquer the people. And what is the effect? The light goes out. The people will not listen to the Holy Ghost again. Only the pulpit. Oh. The same way Christ dropped through his apostles, dropped the unadulterated word of God. In that same church, a group of people sprang up again with another gospel. What is the result? It brings death. It brings separation. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. False apostles. And so today, what is the effect of that eating? One, spiritually, and I'm talking of spiritual now. When you listen, they listen to the serpent. They listen to the serpent. That is the eating. They listen and reason with the serpent. It's not just listening, but reasoning with him. What happened? They ended up in that fornication. Because the serpent had to prove it. Had to prove it to Eve. Serpent had to prove it that it is good and there's something there to be desired and it is good for food. And then, so she proved it first with the serpent. And then she now was sure that sermon is true. Maybe we didn't understand God very well. Then you will ask the question, but why did God create the sexual organs if it was not meant for procreation? I didn't say that God did not want them to reproduce. After all, he gave a law to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish. Hallelujah. But there is a godly way of doing it, and there is an ungodly way of doing it. He said it was good in the eye, and it was something to be desired. That is not the purpose of creating the sexual organs. The reproductive system was meant solely for reproduction. When the serpent was having an affair with that woman to start with, hallelujah, is she his wife? So that act itself was, you know, punishable. Did I create you evil for a serpent or for Adam? And to convince Adam, you have to repeat the sermon that you heard from serpent. Why did this serpent go to the man? Because his intention is to defile the woman. The serpent was not a homosexual. The serpent was not a homosexual. And Adam was not a homosexual. There is nothing in a man for another man to see and desire. But God created a woman and fashioned her in a way that will attract the man. And God has time for everything. Everything. God has time for everything. Praise the Lord. Yes, what is the offense? Two offenses. Number one, she went and committed adultery. That is why up to today, you are allowed to put away your wife if you catch her in fornication. God never forgive her for what he do for getting of Eden. Then, woman, sister, don't ask me if I catch the husband, uncle. I don't know what God talk for that one. Make I just talk the one way God talk. That's to tell you how, because that singular action has sent God into more than 6,000 years of an agenda. That 5 minutes or 2 minutes action, 2 minutes action has sent us into all the trouble we are having today. How can God leave the woman like that? That's why every month, my lady pay me this one. When it's time to come out, hey, IK, you are calling the man. No, be that one. You have to say, hey, Eve, see what you bring for us. She caused it. Because she reasoned with the serpent. Praise the Lord. What is the effect of that? It produced hybridization. It produced death. Praise God. What does it do? Fornication. Fornication there is the right thing abused. God ordained it to be done lawfully. And there will have been a time because it is nature. When the time comes for copulation, it will flow naturally. It will flow naturally for man. Yes, we know that it happens also among women, I mean among animals. To my greatest surprise, that I noticed that chimpanzees also are homosexuals. Some of them are homosexuals. Chimpanzees. Because I preached here one time, I said, only man commits sodomy. And a brother called me who listened to it and told me, he said, no, watch National Geographic, Wild. He said, see, chimpanzee also, male and male, then they chase themselves. So I quickly replied him. I said, it's the same spirit that is on man, that is on woman. I mean, that is on animal. No wonder. Apostle Paul said, the whole earth groaning. The whole creature is groaning for the manifestation. I think that's Romans chapter 8. For the manifestation of the sons of God. The manifestation of the sons of God is in the millennium, when things will come back to order. Because even in the animal kingdom, there is disorderliness. No peace anywhere. The whole creature, including plants, vegetation, chemical pollution, and everything else, have spoiled the order of things. Therefore, all creature is groaning for that millennium when the sons of God will manifest. They will rule this earth. I will be among them. I don't know how many will be among them. Amen. So we have a hybrid religion. So that you understand, verse 4, James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 4. You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Hey, brother, sister, as we live our lives on earth here, be careful that you don't join yourself. But how it is taking place? Because of the gospel that we are reasoning with. You are reasoning. And what does it produce? The type of church that we have now. No life. No life. A church is supposed to be, a true church is supposed to be the crown and pillar of truth. And we cannot be born again until the seed that gives birth to you is received in the womb of your spirit. And the Bible says we are born again by the incorruptible. He emphasizes it. Peter said the seed is incorruptible. The incorruptible seed of God's word. And if that seed is in you, you cannot commit sin. John says so. Why? Because his seed remained in you. Therefore, you cannot live in sin. There is something to check you. But these days, why do people go to church, sinners, and go back and nothing to make them reflect in their Christian life? Why? Because of hybridization. It's a hybrid Christianity that cannot produce life. When you bring a donkey and you bring a horse and mate it, what it produces is a hybrid. It cannot reproduce itself. It is sterile. There is no life that it can produce another life. Praise the Lord. So the only thing it has is the ability to walk and walk and walk and walk and walk and walk. But no life to produce. Nothing, nothing. It has strength, it has anything, power, everything. But reproduce yourself now, nothing. That is why the true church is not able to be reproduced. Because church and the world have fornicated and jammed themselves together. And the Apostle James called them adulterers and adulteresses. What are they teaching us? It doesn't matter gospel. Even if it doesn't matter gospel, then why did people of old die holding this faith? Maybe they were wrong. It doesn't matter for that man to suffer the shameful death, the gruesome death on the cross on Calvary. There's somebody believing and say it doesn't matter, you can act anyhow. They will not tell you that same man on the cross of Calvary said, if you will follow me, pick up your cross. I pick my own, be ready to pick your own. For all that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. There's a reason Apostle Paul says so. Hallelujah. My emphasis is that eating. So that you will take it what you eat. It's not every restaurant you go and buy food I eat. Am I correct? It's not every restaurant you go and buy food and eat. Especially those of you who travel. And there is something about a traveling spirit. Do you notice that? There is something about a traveling spirit. Every bus stop, you must buy something to eat. Eh? Did you observe that? Eh? Every bus stop, even a gallop, in fact, because they know that is a spirit, where there is bad roads, there is this street hawkers. They are hawking plantain. They are hawking what? They are hawking. And the truth about it is that it is only stupid that of you, it's carelessness, that something you will eat into your body that you will not be careful over. You see? There are some restaurants that when you enter, point and kill. What do you call this one? There's another. Well, there's a name they call it. Mama put. You know, you will see all around flies are battling with a spoon. Then there are, flies. Then look at the water they are using to wash the plate to come and serve you. Then look at. And then when you fall sick, a prophet will tell you, now your uncle for village they fire you. Before you look at an uncle, look at yourself first. Why am I having typhoid? Which water do I drink? Why am I having malaria? How are they take sleep? Amen. Why am I purging? Take it what you eat. Take it what you even physically eat. Turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. The Bible says so. Because of what you heard. Because of what we have heard. Churches are hearing this until now. They are accepting homosexuals. Not just as church members, but even ministers ordained homosexual. He will proclaim it. Somebody is preaching that is how God made them. That is their nature. That is their nature. It's their nature. Don't discriminate. The Constitution says you should not discriminate by virtue of this, by virtue of that, by virtue of that, by virtue of that. My learned colleague. Human rights. And so, homosexuals are being wedded. Man and man, woman and woman. Then when they want children, because naturally you must have a child now, when they want children, then they go and adopt. Can you see how awkward this world is turning upside down? It is this same gospel they had that made Israel to reject Samuel and say they wanted a king. They saw what was going on in the world. In those nations that they were going, how their kings will appear. And they thought that is how a true identity should look like. They said, Samuel, all this thus said the Lord, thus said the Lord. He don't do. Give us a king. They had something. They reasoned it. That is also what the Bible calls the doctrine of Balaam. That made clean children of Israel to go and join Baal-peor. The Edomites, the Moabites, they are all related to Jacob through Esau. And they say that we are all one, we are all one, we are all one. Let us join together. And when you join together, then you are going to eat what they eat. And one day, 24,000, is it 24,000 or 70,000? Died. 24,000. They died. Because each time you listen to the tree of the knowledge, intellectualism, sweet talk, reasoning, each time you listen to them, you will soon be acting upon what you heard. And so before you know what, Christianity scattered to pieces. They are now saying that we are one, and they form Christian Association of Nigeria. You see, somebody has to preach it. Somebody has to preach it. And please, if I may use this opportunity to say something. Many of you have forwarded one write-up by a preacher that is speaking about the government of Buhari and an Islamic agenda. I don't know how many people saw that write-up. It's circulating around, it's gone viral. And each time I read that, this preacher knows the agenda of Islam to take over the whole world and take over Nigeria. But he has not told us God's own agenda. That is why I rejected that thing. You are busy looking at danger. What is God's provision for escape? And then you are telling us, pray. You must pray. You are sitting down there and watching. And then they are inciting Christians against Muslims. They are inciting us. Now, I didn't say that they don't have an agenda. They have an agenda. Oh, watch few years from now what will happen in Europe. Watch few years from now what can even happen in Nigeria. I didn't say they don't have agenda. But let me tell you something. With all this fear they are creating, in God's divine agenda, God did not tell us to watch Islam. He told us to watch Rome. Take note of that. Where we are to watch is Rome. Rome.
He didn't say we should watch Islam. Islam will do what they want to do as long as God will allow them. But it can never affect God's program.
Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah.
It can never accept God's program. I searched the Bible. I did not see Islam anywhere that we should be afraid of. We are to be afraid of Rome. I know my scriptures. Don't throw any fear against me. I will not take it. You are diverting me. I will not be diverted. I know where I am watching. I know where I am watching. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Tell me anywhere in the book of Revelation where you see Islam. Nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Fear not, little flock. From the front to the rest.
Fear not, little flock.
From the cross. He went for his own, oh. For his own. Hallelujah. All power on earth, all power above is given to him. Hallelujah. For the flock of his Lord. Hallelujah.
Holy believing, heart is the possible. Holy believing, heart is the possible.
Fear not, little flock. The Father is aware of what is happening with Islam in Nigeria. Praise God. Don't be afraid of Islam. Islam is dealing with our brethren in the north. They want to do to northern Nigeria what they did to Syria and the rest. Syria was a Christian nation, and all those countries, including Iraq, Iran, they were all Christian nations. Turkey, they were all Christian nations. But what are they now? Complete. If people to have a church, that is an offense. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, nothing can stop God's agenda. Nothing can stop God's agenda. When you have that at the back of your mind, nothing troubles you. We shall pray. That's why he said, pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. That's your prayer. That's why he said we should pray. Pray for his kingdom to come and his will be done on earth. But how many of those who claim to be Christians are true Christians? We leave that one for them. And the same thing that produced these women preachers. There's a sermon they preach that will make a man ordain his wife, and the two of them will own a church. See how miserable churches are today. That a church, now you go to church now, not no activity again to do for the souls of people to get better and better. Now, somebody told them there are so many ways to win people to Christ, then they have football club. Football match. You see? They have suya night. You see, just don't do anything that will attract people to come. And in doing anything that will attract people to come, don't touch their dress. Just let them come the way they are. You see, when they come like that, then you give them the gospel, then they will change. If you say they should not come, how will they hear the gospel? Does it not look reasonable if you eat it very well? Until now, they reduced the altar to bring in comedians to jest for people to laugh. Somebody say, you know, this man is very popular. If you invite him, people will come to start with. to start with. Those stars, they are popular to who? They are popular to who? To Christians, have you? They are popular to you. See, it is because of where your mind is, where your lifestyle tilts towards. Why do you know all the movie stars if you are not watching them? You cannot be busy, you know, checking about your eternal destination. Your mind is so much in your next place to go. This whole world, what is the attraction here that we're killing ourselves over? To the detriment of your soul. Your mind is supposed to be so heavenly like Daniel in captivity. And you're busy studying and in the internet. What do you do? What do you do within the social network? What are you saying? What are you talking there? What are you exchanging? What are you telling the world? In your Facebook account, wherever it is, what are you doing with? Why will a Christian bother yourself with such things in this closing time? That is why Christianity has been reduced to what it is today. Because you reason. That is that eating. There are two messages going on now, from the Holy Ghost and from the Antichrist. In all his subtlety. In all his subtlety. That is why in Matthew 24, Christ warned you, beware of false prophets. Just like he warned Adam and Eve. When he was saying, don't listen, don't eat the fruit of good and evil, knowledge of good and evil, he was actually telling them, don't listen to anything contrary to what I have been telling you. You see that one, there's a spirit that has been disturbing me from heaven. I push and come earth here. Now where are they create you again now? He said that they look at me. I know what he will do. The same way he took away one third of my angels. The same way now he will try to come and take you. The day you listen to him, you eat what he gives you to eat, you will die. Those same spirits, the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, they are still here now in the church, carrying Bible and speaking big grammar like serpent will do. And that is why he says, after my departure, Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 20 from verse 27 to 31, he said, grievous wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, to tear away your faith, redirect your bearing from heaven to earthly things, through intellectualism, through sweet talk. And 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 to 4. Can we read it? Would to God you could bear with me a little in my fall, and indeed bear with me. This is Apostle Paul saying. He said, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. He said, for I have espoused you to one husband. Eve espoused to Adam, that I may present you a chaste virgin to Christ. Eve was this virgin before she met Adam. She was this virgin by serpent. Before Christ will come to take his church, serpent seed has gone and defiled the church. The next verse. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent, going back to the Garden of Eden, beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrected from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. Go to verse 13. For such that act like serpents in the Garden of Eden are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Satan has ministers. Church, Satan has ministers. Satan has ministers. Therefore, take it. Who you listen to? How will you know who is a minister of Christ and who is a minister of Satan. By their teachings, any teaching contrary to the scripture, it is a minister of, it's another serpent speaking. A minister of Satan. Serpent was a minister of Satan. And that's all I want to establish. Because there at the later time, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 2, said, many shall depart from the faith. They will be given heed, listening to doctrines of devils. Can we read it? Because some people don't even know this. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, the Holy Ghost was speaking, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, this Bible faith. Giving heed, listening and obeying, eating, responding to seducing spirits. Serpents seduce Eve. They are seducing our minds now, and doctrines of devils. Speaking lies in hypocrisy. Having their conscience seared with a hot iron. These scriptures are there for us to watch. Apostle Peter, in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 3, he called them damnable heresies. Damnable heresies. So Jude, verse 3 and 4, said we should contend. That is what this ministry is supposed to reflect. Contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Because he said, there are some that crept into our midst unawares. Crept into the church. He says, they have been of old ordained to this damnation, condemnation. Ungodly men, what are they doing? Turning the grace of God into lasciviousness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And to deny him is to do anything contrary to his word. You see? And serpent was judged. If you read Genesis chapter 3, verse 14 and 15, serpent was judged. And Jude, from verse 5 to 21, was also telling us the certainty of the judgment. The certainty of the judgment of all false preachers. If serpent was judged, every false preacher will also be judged. But unfortunately, so many will follow their teachings and fall out of the way. And we don't want you to fall out of the way. What is the solution? Can we stand up and read 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14? This is and this is the conclusion of the matter. From verse 14 to verse 18. Listen very carefully and follow. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what dominion hath light with darkness? And what concord had Christ with Belial? Or what part had he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement had the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, the conclusion of what I am saying, come out from among them. Come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And I'll be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Come out from such settings. If there's anybody that has eaten anything, if you have eaten anything that is making you act contrary to the Bible like Eve did, may that person vomit it out after today in the name of Jesus.
Vomit that nonsense doctrine. Throw it away.
Come back to the apostolic faith. Come back to Bible Christianity. That is why we are not a denomination. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Two eighty three. Everybody now.
Come to the Savior. Let God delay.
Shown us the way. Jesus is the way. The Bible is the way.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
That is the way. He goes.
Oh, joyful, joyful.
Joyful,
joyful.
Without it to be.
Oh.
When from sin.
Oh,
and we shall
gather.
Savior with thee. In our end time.
That's our hope. That's our hope.
So by the children.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Make him your choice.
Do not delay, but go.
Oh, joyful, joyful.
Joyful, joyful.
Oh,
we love
him. In me. Hallelujah.
Where from me? Heart of
your dream. Oh,
and we shall gather.
Say it again. Joyfully clap your hands. Let me hear the sisters. Sisters. Oh, joyful, joyful. Hallelujah.